Ketchikan Representative Dan Ortez, an independent, is looking to hang on to his seat in the newly redrawn District 1. The area includes Ketchikan, Wrangell, Metlakatla, Hyder, Saxman, and now the Prince of Wales Island communities of Kaufman Cove and Whale Pass. Ortez told Alaska's campaign finance monitor that he's raised more than $16,000 in contributions between February 2nd and July 15th. That's the reporting period. Almost $6,000 of that is self-funding. Things like signs, banners, plane tickets, and newspaper ads he bought with his own money. He says the campaign is going well during this early phase.
I'm encouraged. I'm not having too much problem at all fundraising. I'm feeling pretty good about things. I'm feeling like I'm not recognizing any swell of anti-Ortiz sentiment out there either on social media or anywhere else. So I think it's going pretty well.
Outside contributions to Ortez's campaign averaged $300 apiece, with about 40% coming from donors who listed their home address outside the district. Almost all of that out-of-district money comes from organizations. Labor groups pitched in a total of $1,500 for Ortez's campaign, and two dental organizations chipped in $1,000 each.
The Alaska Dental Society, of course, includes local dentists who are part of that organization and certainly wouldn't have received that kind of endorsement unless I had support from local dentists, which I'm glad to do. I have local support because my teeth are really important to me. So, it's a good thing.
Ortez had just shy of $16,000 on hand as of July 15th. He says he's raised a total of about $70,000 during his last campaign and is looking to take in a similar amount during this year's election cycle. His Republican challenger, Ketchikan Gateway Borough Assemblymember Jeremy Bynum, reports nearly $13,000 in contributions. The vast majority, all but about $350 of that, comes from Bynum himself, including a $10,000 check to kickstart his campaign and a variety of purchases he made with his own money. Bynum says he's still working on getting his fundraising apparatus up and running.
Overall, I think it's going well. We've gotten a lot of phone calls and people emailing said that they would like to support the campaign. It just takes some time to try to get those mechanisms in place so that they can adequately do that.
Contributions so far average about $60 apiece. All of Bynum's reported donors so far are individuals with addresses in the Ketchikan area. Bynum says he's glad to have some small dollar support, but says he's also open to larger donations.
I've not really been out there trying to advocate for large donors or organizations that provide funding at this point. That doesn't mean that obviously I wouldn't look for that kind of support if it's from groups that support my ideals.
Bynum had about $10,000 on hand as of July 15th. Wrangell cargo pilot Siobhan Meggett filed to run as a nonpartisan but has pulled out of the race. In an emailed statement, Meggett says she's ending her campaign and endorsing Bynum because of unexpected personal issues. In the race for Senate District A, Republican incumbent Bert Stedman of Sitka raised $21,500 through July 15th. Stedman says he's just getting started with his reelection campaign.
Well, it's early yet, particularly along the coast. We've got tourism season going full speed with our visitors. We've got fishing season, full swing. People are busy working, so the campaign will start to slowly pick up the pace and accelerate through November.
All but $500 so far comes from donors outside the district. Stedman's 23 listed donors averaged more than $900 apiece, including $14,500 from seafood industry executives and managers. He says much of that came from a recent fundraiser in Washington State.
Fishing processing industry is mainly outside of Alaska. Mainly, they're based in Seattle, and that's just due to the economics of the industry itself, where the fishermen obviously are spread out throughout the coast.
He says he's planning to hold an event with fisherfolk at the end of the summer season. Stedman also plans to hold fundraisers in Juneau and Anchorage, in addition to events within his district, which includes coastal communities stretching from Yakutat to Sitka to Petersburg and Ketchikan.
As a senator, and you represent the entire state, you're from you represent a district, but you're a state senator. And all my years within the Senate, and particularly dealing at the finance table, mainly deals with statewide issues.
Stedman has just over $23,000 in his campaign bank account, according to the report. His lone challenger, Petersburg handyman and Republican Mike Sheldon, raised just shy of $2,500. All of that came from individuals, averaging about $100 each. About half comes from outside the district. Sheldon also kicked in $500 of his own money towards the campaign. He's sitting on about $800 as of mid-July. Sheldon says he's looking to ramp up donations as the election draws nearer. The state primary election is scheduled for August 16th, but with fewer than four candidates in each race, all are expected to advance from the Pick 1 primary to the ranked choice general election. That's on November 8th. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Eric Stone.